the top rush, get all from the base. Some more says that Arayas, which is the case of Arayas, where it has what to rely on, on the other hand, it's not explicit in the Pusik, is the Allah of the Bitaman who Sosa, the Luxiva. Bito is a very shaposik. It says ish ervas isha bito mashma bein shabas mimeno bein mishacha. Whether it's his daughter, whether it's she, whether it's the daughter of his wife from another man, it's his a woman and her daughter. He cannot take. Uksiv kro achrina. There's another pasuk. It says ervas bas mincha bebas bitcha. Umekmina labi yabamis bebita meanu sosik. That's referring to a situation where the man took the woman not through marriage. The situation of a nusa would also be the same thing as mafuta, whether he convinced her or whether he grabbed her. And that pasuk mentions bas, the granddaughter or grand his son's daughter or his. So he took this woman against her will, had a son or had a daughter, and they now have a daughter. Now, middle also because of as bas b'toshal ishu zu ella b'bas habas shenolden haymenu. It mentions only that it's his daughter. Now, the pasuk of eras isha b'toh continues and says as bas b'no b'bas b'toh, which indicates whether it's from him or not. So, why is this pasuk only mentioning that it's from him? Must be it's a different scenario. So it's referring to Bita Manusasa. It doesn't mention her. It only mentions the granddaughters. So you're going to ask me, okay, but it's obvious if the granddaughter is also, obviously the daughter is also. Every rule in Shas. The two rules in Shas was called Amos here a minute. Then we cannot create a lav based on a kalvachemer. When urgent minute, then we cannot create a halacha of giving punishment based on a kalvachemer. So what can we learn from a kalvachemer? Did he momentus? Umitzis hasei, hilchos avoido, shalik kudoshim, atalom ibn kalvachemer. Abaloy azhorois u unshim. To create a lav or to create an oinish, you can't. Based on the Kal V'Chomer, Mikroi Nafgalon B'Maseches Makis. So now that's based on Psukim in the discussion of the Kasher Tumbel or Kasher Osa. That's over there on Hayim Beis. So more learns out that in Masir Minadin, Menonin Shminadin. Mecha Nafgalon. So how do we know Naf Libidim Anus Sosei? So Merova. The Rebbe says that Amar Li Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Asya Hena Hena. It's based on the Gzeres Shava. The Hena Hena teaches us Li Sura Asya Zima Zima L'Sreifa. So that's the Hazara is from Hena Hena, and the Oynish, the punishment, is from Zima Zima. So Ksiv Ben Isuin, a woman who he takes through marriage, says Shara Hena Zima. He says talks about Esbas Eras Isha Bitol. Can't take as basanu as basito. It finishes off with the words shara hina. It's they're related to him. Zima he. It's considered zima to take her. So it says hina. It says zima over there. But it says hina. Uksiv ba'onsin. The case where he takes the woman forcefully. It says. Erbos bas micho lo segala shara. And it says kiraboska heino, because they're your erva. So it says heino. So we have a gzeres shava heino heino. So what does the gzeres have to tell us? Ma ha omer ben suan also kosev bito kibas bito ubas kibas beno. The same way by the case of a woman through nesuan, bito is as just as also as the daughter is just as also as the granddaughter. So, so in the case of Oinsen also, the daughter is as also as the granddaughter. That's the Yisr. Asatim Azim al Sreifa. How does it work? Me'acha shalamaratom anusa minasua. Minasua ksiv, zima he. So we transfer the word zima, which is written by nesua through marriage, as it was also written by anusa. And we learn out the chiyuv sreifa by the daughter. So that pasuk says the punishment is sreifa. It says the word zima. So we see that's how we will learn out. That's how we will learn out that the punishment is sreifa. Okay. Last piece of Gemara before the end of the parak, it says hein hein gufei Torah. So the Mishnah says that these and these are the main parts of Torah. So the ones which have Masha Yismachu. So Hani in Hanachloi, the other ones, Shabbos, etc., are not considered Gufei Torah, the main body of Torah. Ela Eimo, the correct years, it would be Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. So Rashi, Hani in Hanachloi. Hani de Mefarshi Habu Gufei Torah. Those which are explicit, clear in the pasuk. You're saying that we have what they're reliable. They have what to rely on the pasuk are called the main part of the Torah. Hanat loy mefarshi kuli hay. Those which are not so clear are lav kuvei Torah, are not considered the main part of the Torah. But to me, it's read as a question. Hein vehein elu veelu. Both these and those are considered kuvei Torah. So the Mishnah is saying even though some have very clear pasukim and some don't. Or some have, you know, clear base in the psukim, and some don't. Yeah, but even so, all of them are considered gufei Torah.
And how come the Mishnah didn't talk about shkita? Just one example of other areas.
Well, those are straight. That's a straight halacha Moshe Messinai. There's no b'chal, no, not even a pasuk.
Okay, but so you're saying it only. You have to have at least a remez.
Right.
Well, we say kashu, it's a sifra.
I hear. Yeah, but it's hard to say that after that you have what to it's Tzulim Basara. Over here it's Melech Moshebas, it teaches the concepts. Over there it says, like I told you, the I would be able to derive any type of the Hehel Cheshita from that. I wouldn't.
Right.
It's no hint to the halacha. The hint is that there is a halacha. Ein darshan barayis b'shloisha. So the Mishnah says, okay, hadu lecha kocha yavan, is that the Mishnah? Ein darshan barayis b'shloisha. Now, the Gemara is going to assume that means when a person teaches the halachas of barayis, so he cannot do it in a large group. He has to do it in a small group. The large group is Bishloisha, which right now the beginning is going to assume it means he plus two others in a group of three. Bishloisha means in a group of three, which means he's teaching it with two other people. The Gemara is going to change it to mean Lishloisha, which means you cannot teach it to three people. Okay, well, my separations. Bishnai. My separation is to not discuss in a group of two. Again, right now the Morris is going to assume that means he and another. But the Morris is going to say it means Lishnayim, two people, which means he plus two others. Well, we're going to cover B'yachid. That this is where the Morris says it can't be. This is how the Morris knows it can't. So, according to the first assumption, it means the person, even he by himself, cannot discuss it. So Mora says, well, one second. The only person who could discuss Merkava, you can't discuss it even in one, so nobody ever taught it to you. It must be figured out yourself. So you say that you can't discuss it, even though you're a pretty smart guy. They said you could discuss it if you're a smart guy. So which one is it? So the Mora says, it's discussing, we're leaving the instructor out, and you're discussing arise two, three people, Master Rashi is two people, Master Merkaba, even to one person, unless you're talking about an individual who can really, you know, gets it. And, you know, you don't have to explain too much to him. Rasui loy kilu loy bodo. Some people have a gears of roiloi. The person who focuses on these 4 points, it means the same thing. Rashi says it's word resui roi. It's better that he should not have come to this world if he wants to discuss these points. What are the 4 points? Mala mala, mala mata, mala fanim, umala ochar. Rashi touches mala mala, what's above the Rashi hachayus. Mala mata is what's below them, Rashi says. Some have a gear of malamatim and oritz. Then malafanim and malachar. Rashi understands that lefanim means what's on the east side of the rikia before the rikia starts or something. What is that? I guess for our purpose of witness, that means what's on the right side of the universe after the universe finishes, whatever that means. What's on the left? Tosis says it's really referring to. It's funny, Tosis is actually planted in the middle of the Rashi. That it's the Moraz Masha referring to time. What was before the time started, what will be after time ends. Kosher Lechosach Karnoi. A person who is not careful with the honor of. Honor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Rasui Loi, again it means Roy. It's better for him, Shalaha Yabar Lo Elam. He shouldn't have come to the world. Okay, we'll see what that's about. So, Rashi. Ein Dorsh Mishlosh Shnai Behu. Means two. A group of three means he plus two others. Mishnai means Echad Behu. He plus one other. Beyachid. Ein Shem Elohu Levadoi. Even he himself shouldn't discuss it. Worm of Farish law in hand, the Morzan said, what does that mean? I mean, the worm, honey, the Farish, those are the four things that Mishnah is going to explain what they are. Mala Mala, Mirakia, Shal Rosh Echayas. It's above the Malachim referred to as Chayas. There's a Rakia, which is above that. That's Psukim mentioned in Yecheskel. He mentioned he saw the Rakia, Me'al Rosh Echayas. Say, so what's above that? That's what a person should be focusing on. Malamata mehen, which Rashi seems to be referring to what's below the chayas. Pasin Yechesu says that's where they found him, but that was in the realm. So some people hear some lamata minoris. Malafanim chutz mechitzas harikia the mizroch. What's before the rikia? In the east and Alochar Lamar, what's in the west? Tosfos. So we're gonna skip the Tosfos, we're gonna learn Tosfos. Kol Shel Lechos Al Kvayd Karnoi. Anyway, Tosfos's point is referring to time. He's not Chos Al Kvayd Karnoi. What does it mean? He's not. In what way was the person not being? Careful with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's respect and. Once you mention these things, you don't mention it because they can leave a person confused about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. We mentioned that also. Rasoi hu loi. So to translate that means would have been better for him had he not come to this world. Remini shu loshen rachmonus. It would be merciful for him had he not come. Klamer meruchim hu im loi b'alaylam. Would have been more merciful for him had he not come to this world. The Gemara of Teres Kahanim, we find a similar language in the Teres Kahanim. So the Pasuk says, Bel Alazor Bel Isomar Banov and Isarim. Rim Hoyoli Soreif. The language says they were left over. So he says, well, they were also deserving of the punishment of death, of Sreifa. Ela Sherisa Hakasav La'aron. Sarisa is the same lesson over here of Rasui, means had Rachmanis and Aaron. And two of the sons were saved. That the more Martha, which we understand means even one individual can't discuss it. Now, obviously, it's only get from discuss it, but he has, if he couldn't have get it in the instruction, obviously it's because he understands it himself. And he says, you can't do it. Which in the case of he's a chacham umevi midaita, you could discuss it. So, hachakomer, ein darshan berayis lishloisha, you cannot instruct three people. Well, loy b'maisa b'reishis lishnayin, you don't teach two. Well, I've been recovered. Liyachid, Elohim can't know your chacham and maybe midait. You only teach a student who really gets a lot of it himself, so you're instructing him on the finer points, etc., but not a person that you have to give him all of the everything. Rashi. Amarta loy bin recovered by Yachid. Kima the Yachidi, who obviously the case is he's all by himself, he's not hearing it from a Rebbe. Akarachacham midaito, whom maybe. Obviously, there's only a person who understands it himself. And even so, because Artele, you said it's Osir. Vodar Marta, then you say, Elim Kein Ho Yechachim, maybe Midaita. If he figures out himself, it's okay. So which one is it? So he said, Lishloish Levad Ben Adarsha means three besides the one who's teaching. Levad Meister Rashi is Lishnayim. You can't teach it to two. But Kolshkin Lishloish, obviously, you cannot even teach it to three. You don't teach the Talmud to one individual Talmud. These are things we don't discuss directly. So if you give it over in a cryptic way, not giving every single detail, that's proper. So you say, well, Rabbi, I don't understand. Can you explain it better? No, I can't. This is a topic which you're gonna either you're gonna get it, you're not gonna get it. That's where it ends. There's a big machlokes. What exactly we discuss? What's we'll see in the Gemara how we define Maisa Bereishis. Pashas, it's talking about the process of the creation. How Kadosh Baruch Hu did the creation. The Rambam has his, and then Meister Merkava is referring to the Marist, which Yechezkel saw and Yeshaya saw, which is the Anhaga, how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the Bria. Merkava is the chariot. The chariot is what the king rides on. But that's indicative of his authority. He's here and all of his ministers around him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has a process of Anhaga, how he runs the world. And that's all your spheres, etc. And that's, of course, nowadays you have your Kabbalah center to teach you that. There's a chacham and maybe midaita, of course. Okay. Kabbalah for the layman. Yeah. In Dushan Barayas B'Shloisha, nothing more. My time. What's the problem of teaching Arayas B'Shloisha? So more is going to first start out with Pesukim. Pasuk says by Arayas, Ish Ish, I'll call Sher Basaroi. So we understand what I mean. The Pasuk which says that when we discuss the halachas of teaching Arayas, we say we have an Ish Ish, that's two men. I'll call, so the Ish Ish is Trey. Sher Basaroi, Chad mentions, and then he has a relative. There's so we have three people over here. Reuven and Shimon are discussing the relatives of Levi. Okay, so we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi there talking. One of those secret with a servo, and we don't want these three people coming together to talk to the Rav. Well, secret, well, they don't come close to the Rav. They don't present themselves to the Rav, to the Rebbe, the Galos Sirva, to clarify the lochas of Erevah. That's how we're going to darshan the Pasuk. Okay? Elameyatav, that's how you darshan this Pasuk. It says, Ish Ish, Ki Yikaloch Elokov. Ish Ish, Shere Yitem Yizera Lamelech. So do we say Hachinami that there's a problem? It mentions two people. It's a problem of darshing it to two people. It's not true. Ella, more so, no. Hanu mi boyle, the double lashon over there is the rabbi says the nokri mishum musar ma birchas Hashem malavud zorik Yisrael. They remember that the Yisrael of Kiel Kalo go but the Yisrael birchas Hashem, and the pasuk of Merlech of the Zora applies to non-Jews also. So the word Yisrael is being remembered non-Jews. So more says, well, that's true. Hainami mi boyle, the rabbi says the nokri mishum musar malarayas ki Yisrael. That it's indicating that there's an Isser of the Arayas which apply to non-Jews. Say the same Josh over here. Ella midichsib a different pasuk. At the end it says of the parsha of Arayas, it says Ushmartem is mishmarti. You should be careful about that which the Bereshim has made his an area to be careful about. Okay, so Darshan Ushmartem is Trey. You plural should be careful. Mishmarti is the one that I asked you to be careful about. So we're Darshaning it another one individual person. That you shouldn't discuss these Toevos. Where it says, well, the plural over there, Shemartim is Matzus, Shemartim is Mishmeres HaKadosh, Hachinami says, these halachos also should have halachos, you can't teach it to two people. Where it says, Elam Ravashi, Mayan Dershin Barais Beshloisha, it's not a pasuk, it's a svar. A Dershin Besisri Arayas, you cannot teach the details, the parts of Arayas which are not explicit in the pasuk. You can't teach them to a group of three. Lish Leisha, some people with the gears of Lish Leisha. My time. Svaruhu. Because Beit Shrei, you have two people sitting there, Kiyosi, Kamei, Rabayu. Two Tamidim are sitting in front of the Rebbe. So sometimes one of the Tamidim will ask the question. So Chad Shaka Batari Bahari Rabbi, one will be discussing back and forth with the Rebbe. V'idoch Matzli Udne, he'll be leaning his ear, literally means he'll be. The Gemara to that which is being clarified. However, Tzalasa, when you have three Talmidim, you could have a scenario where Chad Shokel B'Torah B'Hadi Rabbi, one is asking the Rebbe a question. And meanwhile, the other two are discussing, he's asking a question, we two can discuss a different point. And B'Hani Trey, Shokel B'Torah B'Hadi Adori, they're discussing between each other. They will not be familiar with. They will not necessarily catch everything the Rebbe says. Also, the Mishra Isura Berayas. So the Rebbe will be teaching an appointment with areas also, and they're gonna. He's not gonna repeat it again because he taught it already. They weren't listening totally because they were discussing something else, and they got involved in that. And you have a scenario where he never went back to teach it again because he discussed that area already, but they never heard that halacha because they were busy discussing an earlier point that he had said, which they were trying to clarify between themselves while he was discussing that, and that's dangerous. Where it says, that's a problem anywhere you learn. You know, why is it only a problem by Arayas? Where it says, Arayas shiny. Arayas are more significant. These are areas which a person has a strong desire for, so the potential of a person misapplying halacha and saying something is mutter when it's really aser is greater. Where it says, okay, mecham dosin misabalem, he desires them. I'm not sure the difference between, I mean, chimud and type over here, how it's being used, they're both the language words of desire. Okay. Where it says, well, you ihachi gezel nami. So when we discuss halacha gezel, we shouldn't allow to have three people there because of the same problem. Where it says, no. Arayas ben b'fonav ben shalom b'fonav nafesh yitzrei. Gezel b'fonav nafesh yitzrei, shalom b'fonav lo nafesh yitzrei. The desire for gezel is when the opportunity presents itself, a person says, wow, that's a lot of money, and he starts contemplating it. But if he's not, he doesn't sit there the whole day and contemplate, well, that's how we can, you know, this is a big yetzahara to sit there and contemplate. Whereas Arayas, even when it's not presented in front of him, the person is something which he is desirous of. Rak Rashi. The second wide line. So we have these three people. You three should not present, come present yourself. Zaytos there, the galus tamei parashas arayas. To come, the three shouldn't come together to be explained to them the lochas of the arayas. So Rashi says, "Besitzei arayas, shenem ferocious." There's which are not obvious. Again, a pasuk which is obvious. I'm not worried about the person misconstruing. I'm worried about the areas where it's not clear. So the Mor says that the same issue of Isha Obito and Isha Ubas Bito. So the case over there was the woman and two generations down, her daughter and her granddaughter. Well, what about a woman and a generation up? At the end of the day, you're taking a woman and a daughter. And taking a mother-in-law and a wife is the same thing as taking a mother and a daughter. But Torah didn't write it like that. Torah wrote a mother and a daughter. So maybe it's only if you start with the wife first and then go down. The Mor says, no, it goes both directions. But that's not preferish in the pasuk. The Nafkim and Septus and Hedrami Jerusha, those that based them Sukkim and Jerushas, so you might miss that. Shakabatari, Nosim and Nosim, Mahilchis, Halachim Rabbi. He's discussing a point. So the other Talmud, if he's only one of the Talmud, Matsiune, Mata Ozno, Meshame, Divrayan, he'll listen in. And Sherman S. Divirab, and here what the Rebbe has to say. Both the Talmud was questioning and the Talmud was listening. Abba Kashen Shloisha, when you have three people there, Shakl Bataru, Hani Trey Zaym Zeh, Willow Shomer Maid Omarabba. It's very possible that they will. He's just asking a question. By the way, I didn't listen to the thing he said back yesterday. Can you explain it to me? They start discussing an old point. They're not going to hear what the Rebbe is saying. They could come to me mistakenly misunderstand the point of Barayas Lehet. The Ramarikas of Barayas, but Mestis and Mesrais and Mesethas Marcus, these are things of desire that people have. By Gezel Bafano Kishuroya Lafano Shiocho Ligzo, he sees he can steal, the desire develops. But it's not that he walks around the whole day with, oh, I wish I just wish I had a chance to steal. That's how most people think. Okay. Love my separations, Bishnayim. We cannot discuss my separations in two Talmidim. So this halacha that you can't teach to my separations to two people, where does it come from? The Tanur Rabbanan Brisa says, Pasuk in this coming in the Veskanon, Kishal Noli Yomim Rishonim. So the pasuk says that if you would seek out to the early days, which we're in a sense referring, you're asking about the beginning days of the creation of the world, the Yomim Rishonim, the first days. When you want to discuss that, so Yochid Shoyl. It says in the language of Kishal No, singular. When you individually will ask about it, you can't have two people asking about it. You can't have a discussion of two Talmidim discussing the Yomim Rishonim. Okay, so but one could ask. Yochel Yishal Odom Kadam Shenivro Hadam. So I would think, okay, now that this one can ask, he can ask even about not only Yomim Rishonim, which are the first days of the Bria, but what's even before that? That you discussed starting from the first days. So, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's being was before there was a creation is not something a human being's mind is supposed to be discussing because we have no way to comprehend that properly. So you can discuss these points with our Mishnah said also. You're going to ask from one end of the world to the other. So we darshan. Okay, so we have limits of what we're allowed to discuss. Okay. Spread them or kasha. Hasha the nafkalei mili mikseh hashamayim b'kseh hashamayim. Now the pasuk continues off and says, the pasuk says earlier, kishanol the mimer shen meshayu lefanecha, the mina yomer sheboro lekim adam alo aritz, from the day that man was created, the mikseh hashamayim b'kseh hashamayim. So the reason the Maharsha Kasha, do we have permission to discuss the first days, Maharsha Bereishis, because the pasuk said earlier, Lumina Yomer Shabur Olikim Adam Al Oritz, which means you only start a lot of discuss starting from day six when Adam was created. So I think you can't discuss the days prior to that. We said, no, this is the Mimra Shanim, even the days before that. So but now that we have the days before that included, so what is Lumina Yom Shabur Olikim Adam Al Oritz Lomali? What does that teach me? Some more answers. That's coming to teach me, Kidder Rabbi Elazar, Mibor Leil Kidder Rabbi Elazar, Da'amar Rabbi Elazar, Adam Rishon Min Ha'aretz by Vada Rikia. When Rishon was created, his stature, his height, was from the ground all the way up to the Rikia. Shneimar Min Ha'yom Shabar Lekim Adam Al Ha'aretz, and it says Miksei Hashemayim Miksei Hashemayim. So we have that Adam was he was pretty tall. It says that when he standing on the ground, he reached the ends of the Shemai. He came into Sarach, but once he did his Avera, he became sort of soured. He nechad shbaruch yada v'alav. Hashem put his hands on him, and made him smaller. Shemar Achor Kedem Sartoni. Hashem created me originally the moment of creation. It says Achor Kedem Sartoni, and with Darshan it was touches like a pebble. Hashem put his hands on him. Amar Biyudim Rav Adam Arishan Misafar LaMatzayfa. He went from one end of the world to the other. Shemar Mikseh Hashemayim Mikseh Hashemayim. One end of the world to the other. Kimush Sorach. Yekash Baruch Yada Yalab Umiyatzai. Shemar with Hashazal like a pechot. So he went. He went that long. He went that high. The Morris says, okay. Yehachi Kasha Kray Adori. So it doesn't mean that he was that fat. It means if you lie him down, that's how far he would reach. So how big was he? Was he that long? Or you know, it's the same. It's, we're measuring the same distance. The same measurement in two different measurements. Or answers that idi b'idi chachi urahu. The distance from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and from the distance from here up to the Rikia is the same distance. So, Rashi. Not immediately, two lines to the bottom. The second line from the bottom. Deino shnai mishalim b'may separation. You can't discuss it to the two. You can't discuss that. This is only for Yom Rishonim, not what's before the world. It's only from the day that Adam was created can you discuss. No. Even from day one you can discuss. Whatever is before the world, beyond the world, you don't discuss. You don't discuss what was before the world. It's the same point. What was before the Bria is existed without the universe. So that's outside of the universe. So the time and the space, you know, whatever that means, will create the same limit. That's teaching me from the time of creation and not before. Well, we know that already. So we say, he's on the ground, he reached the Shemayim. Means there was two, an earlier and a later creation. Tchila Gavoya, Usaif Shaf, one larger, one smaller, Israel Matsaifa, Kishah, Yashaykh, but he will identify your Rosh, the Mizuch, Rag of the Mar, he'd reach from one end of the world to the other. Okay.